Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Would you like a cup of coffee before the show begins?
Coffee can only make me nervous when I drink it.
So rapid has been the advance of 20th century science in the diagnosis and cure of disease that one pictures men of medicine as seizing avidly on any discovery which contributes even slightly to their understanding the human body. And in general, such a picture is accurate. But what shall be said of Dr. Kilner's remarkable experiment? An experiment which might have revolutionized the whole field of medicine had not doctors and laboratory experts chosen to ignore it.
The record of Dr. W.J. Kilner's astonishing discovery may be found in a book entitled The Human Atmosphere. There he recounts how, on a summer's day 12 years before, he happened, by the merest chance, to stumble on a strange and inexplicable fact. He and his assistant were working on a routine experiment in the laboratory of St. Thomas Hospital in London.
All right, Alex. I'm ready for the viewing screen now.
It's got some sort of a dye on it, hasn't it, Doctor?
Yes, I stained it myself this morning with dicyanine. Hold the screen up, Alex. Let's see if it's dye. Wait a moment. What in the devil's name is that?
What?
Behind the screen.
It's my arm.
But what's around your arm?
Around it? Why, nothing.
Nothing you can see, perhaps. Alex, I want you to disrobe. I want to see your whole body behind that screen.
The laboratory assistant, completely baffled by Dr. Kilner's sudden intense excitement, removed his clothes and stepped behind the viewing screen.
A sort of an aura, all different colors, extending beyond the surface of your skin. The human body, at least your body, throws off a strange kind of substance.
In the first feverish flush of discovery, Dr. Kilner had no doubt that he had correctly interpreted the amazing thing he'd seen. But an hour later, he began to wonder. And so he summoned one of his patients from a ward in the hospital and asked him to stand behind the screen.
I'm not crazy, am I, Alex? You see it too, don't you?
Sort of an atmosphere all around his body.
Exactly. The human atmosphere.
But why is it so different up there around his chest? The radiations. They're a different color and a different texture altogether.
By George, so they are. I'm sure they weren't like that when you... Good Lord. This man's a tubercular. And the aura's modified only in the region around his lungs. That screen's given us a new way to diagnose disease.
Word of the doctor's discovery spread rapidly through the hospital.
The human atmosphere.
You saw the radiations?
How do I know they aren't the properties of the screen itself?
Alex, you ready with the other patient?
Yes, doctor.
Help him to sit up behind the screen. If the radiations were just an optical illusion, if they were created by the screen itself, they'd always be present, wouldn't they, Doctor? Well, then, take a look at the man who's there now. Do you see any aura?
No, I don't. How do you explain that, Kilner?
It's simple enough. You see, the body Alex is holding up in that chair happens to be a corpse.
Dr. Kilner made hundreds of difficult and invariably accurate diagnoses with the aid of his viewing screens. And yet, the record of Dr. Kilner's work lies ignored, forgotten by contemporary science. This fact, like the fact of the remarkable experiment itself, can only be regarded as incredible but true.
If you're boating, if you're pitching, if you're floating, you need Nestle's Quicken Milk this summer. If you're training, if you're racing, try the drink that's really bracing. It's Nestle's Quicken Milk this summer.
Delicious chocolatey Quick makes the most wonderful energy drink. Gives you all the health of milk plus Quick's own vitamins and iron. Never sticky sweet, so it really quenches thirst. Get cool, get a great chocolatey treat, and get lots of energy builders.
Take a tip from. All us bright kids. It's the drink that's really right, kids. Ask for Nestle's Quicken Milk this summer. Oh. N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best. Chocolate.
Of all the secrets that lie buried with the dead, none is more challenging, none more tantalizing than the secret which the woman named Tawfana took with her to the grave. To no one in her own time did she reveal it, and no one since has been able to find the key to it. But perhaps that is as it should be, for it is a secret which, if it were ever again unlocked, could only spread misery and death throughout the world.
The woman, Tawfana, was a resident of Palermo in the latter days of the 17th century. And it is no coincidence that it was those same days which witnessed a wave of poisoning that swept like a plague across the whole of Europe. The authorities were baffled.
There can be no question the Pope was poisoned. He did not die a natural death.
Nor did Ercole Sturazzi, nor Lorenzo Costia, nor Alfonso de Cordova.
I know. They were murdered, every one of them. We've examined their food, their wine, everything they took into their bodies for 24 hours before their death. We've never come upon a single trace of it anywhere.
Not once did they discover any remnants of the substance that had caused death. And then, on the 10th day of August of that year, a man named Francesco Orsini, a poet and a philosopher, came to them in a state of great agitation.
Gentlemen, you must save me.
What is this paper you have?
It was asleep under my door this morning.
Let me see. Francesco Orsini, prepare yourself. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon of August 12th, you will die.
They are going to poison me.
Fortunately, they have forewarned us, so we can prevent.
How?
For the next 2 days, my dear Orsini, you will drink neither water nor wine, and you will eat no food whatsoever. And on the afternoon of the 12th, you will lock yourself in your study. One of my men will be with you to guard you. It will be absolutely impossible.
For 2 whole days, Francesco Orsini fasted. And at the appointed time, he was locked in this house under armed guard.
I was in the room with him when it happened. Before I could send for help, he was dead.
It was not until months later that the woman, Tawfana, was brought into the torture chambers to be questioned. They had reason to believe that she knew more than she admitted, and they had ways of extracting knowledge.
Yes, I will confess.
You are, I believe, a brewer of poisons by profession.
When men want the poison, they come to me.
What do you call this concoction you brew for them?
It's called aqua tofana.
Why have we never been able to find traces of it?
Because you look for them too late. If you wanted to see the poison that killed the Pope in April, you would have to examine the wine in December.
In other words, the action of the poison is delayed 5 months?
5 a month, or 5 a week, or 5 hours, whatever is desired.
And how is it possible? What is the secret of this time potion?
You can kill me if you like. But the secret of my time potion dies with me.
Yes, this was the aqua tofana, the potion that had caused the death of no less than 600 men. A poison which could be so compounded as to cause death at any desired time after it had been administered. This was the secret which Tawfana would not surrender even to those who tortured her. The secret which died with her. A secret incredible but true.
Now, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.